you're ready.
Go ahead now.
Did your daughter fall in?
Be advised. Graphic language about to ensue. You have been warned.
What one is up next?
Mimi.
Your kid.
Well, it's the weekend again. And you know what that means.
I like her.
Talk about stupid criminals again.
That's all you get.
So fill your glass and plant your ass.
Later, dear.
Is whiskey, wine, and true crime. Starring Crystal.
Where are you
going? No. Drink bitch Janelle, tech bitch Paul, and research bitch Chris. Reading you today's headlines with unfiltered commentary for your enjoyment.
I think you're gonna check on your child in the bathroom. I don't
want to miss them, but they are
fucking crying. Oh, I do.
It's fucking
hilarious. I'm coming out everybody.
I hate
everybody.
2 1
Is she?
He just hates everybody.
Yeah, she's literally just sitting there. Navi.
Let's see.
Are you done?
Third button up on the left. That'll get her out of there real quick.
Third button up on the left?
Yeah, start where it says power. Go to the left and go up 3.
God.
You might launch her.
Or you might get a face wash.
Oh, hit the stop button. Okay.
Yup.
The turbo wash?
Either one of them.
He can't drink because of his meds. I don't have no desire to drink anymore. If I do my job right, which I can't do today because.
Not today. Say to drink.
And I can't kill him with alcohol when I make it.
You didn't.
He did.
Fourth button will blow dry it. Oh, now what
I'm
the
not
fuck?
Helping.
Now the tricycle motor has wet clothes, I assume.
No, I'm not restarting right now. Pick a time. I'm not fucking restarting.
Right here in the hometown of Beloit.
What should you do to my child?
There. Tomorrow at 1:30.
It's not 1:30,
you wouldn't be home yet. Close unused applications. Your live stream has experienced performance issues. It needs more Viagra. Too low of EPS.
No farting. That thing was
Oh, what a shit show clusterfuck.
She jumped up. All
right. I told you she would.
Poor
I love you.
Motor.
Did you turn the temperature up on it?
No, I left it. What? Oof. Oh, it was cold?
No, it was. No, you can adjust the temperature on it too. And the strength.
And the angle.
And the angle of the dangle.
And then you got the ash dryer. I love my duvet. Who needs toilet paper?
Apparently you do.
You still
I'm
do.
I'm sorry. That ass hair dryer, I can't. It gets a whole different feel. I'm not. My sensory overloaded cannot handle all the time.
But didn't she just say who needs toilet paper, though?
Yeah, exactly. But apparently
there
she does.
People, such as when guests come, that are not
accustomed to a hoopla.
Viewer and listener discretion definitely advised, and try not to swallow or spray your drink as you're trying to consume it.
Because spitters are quitters.
So, over on Emerson, we're in the safer neighborhood.
We're in Beloit, in the good hood. Yeah. All that needs to be said.
Yes, sir.
You can discuss that offline, off air, and. A personal message. I don't want.
Yes, sir.
because there are people that found out about people.
Nutted.
Hi, like brain.
Nutted. Not noted.
No, we don't live by Viagra.
Nutted?
No, Niagara Falls, but sometimes
you can't nut.
No shit, I'm on grounded duty.
I know, you got baby batter cooking and a bruised hoo-ha.
Ooh, I get baby clothes shopping to do.
From a contact wiener.
I am going to go for a
fest. Contact wiener.
So it wasn't his.
His wiener bruised me.
No!
Well, what did then? Her biodegradable dildo? Did you ever find that yet?
You can't find it.
No.
Did
you
ever find that biodegradable?
No, I just asked her.
No, I know where the box is. That's it.
Did Fang bury in the backyard?
I have no idea. I went
through
this.
Did one of the roommates boost it?
I'm not about to ask and find the fuck out. That's not happening.
Well, you don't want it back.
Oh, honey, really? You're just so wrong. Yeah. So many levels.
Yeah, you love me.
Yes, I do.
Just saying. Didn't that just paint a
but
pretty picture for you? Doesn't that just a great mental picture?
No, because there's
one of your ex-roommates sitting there going.
Okay, to be honest, there are two roommates, ex-roommates, that would have taken it. One is my cousin.
Which wouldn't surprise me.
Wouldn't surprise me either. Because it was never used.
So you and think.
The dildo was never used by me, so.
But you're not the only one in the house.
He's not going to use it. How do you know? Because he uses the dildos on me.
But how do you think he practices?
Research purposes only.
But the other one is tech bitches.
Hey.
And we'll leave that to the fucking birds.
Hey.
Tech bit? No, it'd be.
Yeah, yeah, I know who you.
Yeah, yeah, not tech bitches. Yeah, I'm good. And nope. I don't even want to think about that.
Oh, roommate.
I got nothing.
I don't need... Okay, I've got a question.
Oh, no.
Y'all, I don't know. This might be slightly before you guys' time, but I'm throwing this out. For some reason, I was sitting at work today, and I came across an epiphany. Really big fucking word for me, I know, especially on a Friday night. But I had an epiphany. Once upon a time, in the back of magazines, you used to have the little, like, for sale, you know, like, classifieds, right?
Still have classifieds, sure.
They still do.
But every now and then, you would see one for Spanish Fly. Have you heard of Spanish Fly?
No.
Supposedly, it's a liquid that you put in a drink, and it basically turns the woman hornier than shit.
Horny goat weed.
I want to know.
No, Sue! What the fuck?
I want to know, does Spanish Fly actually work? Now, I can make some in my back office. I've got a bunch of fake flies. I can 3D print a couple of sombreros, and I can make Spanish flies.
And he can give them
but I need to make.
He can make googly eyes with eyelashes, because he has that.
That sounds like they're going to be too big.
The eyes. Oh, I can.
You remember the little short midget dicks he made with the feathers and the googly eyes?
Yes,
yeah, now I've got googly eyes with eyelashes. And they're just creepy as fuck.
It was not my idea on there, but I like them.
Feel better?
Yeah, it's kind of weak.
Navi, you need to turn that down, sweetheart.
For the church of the
motor.
Navi, turn it down.
Baby, can you turn it down, please? Thank you.
Oh, shit.
I just said turn it down.
Do not go in there and play with the buttons.
Or she's in the bedroom.
No, she headed back to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Oh, I think she just turned the light off.
Yeah, she did.
Oh, she closed the door. Here she comes. Thank you, Navi. That was nice of you. So where are we going tonight, Brain?
You have no Florida news?
No. I've been kind of slack-a-lacking on that.
What's slacking? Do you need Florida news?
I think you sent me, I don't know, you sent me all kinds of shit over the...
I sent you a bunch of reels, yeah.
Yeah, I know.
And that was on TikTok when it was around.
Otherwise, I do.
You have Florida news?
That's where we're going tonight.
Oh, even better.
Oh, shit, they got snow down there. Fuck my life, I'm not made for winter anymore.
I know, iguanasicles.
My joints do not approve of that.
Iguanasicles.
Yeah, Disney got snow the first time in hella.
It's almost... Now, see, if John DeLorean was still alive, all that snow would be gone.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ. I'm like, John DeLorean? John DeLorean wouldn't do anything with... Never mind. So thinking literal snow, not snow. Took me a second. Because I'm like, what the fuck?
Making sure you're awake.
More like pregnancy brain.
Hey, my pregnancy brain hasn't been as bad as this
yet.
One. Oh, no, that was bad with that.
Well, it's a tricycle motor. Well, we're now, oh, no, hold up. Now, what are we going to do when that one's born? Is she a tricycle motor? What are we going to name that one?
Well, technically can't be a tricycle motor.
She could be upgraded.
Two.
She could be a... I don't know.
We got to figure that one out.
Crotch goblin.
No, because she could still be tricycle motor because it's...
She's the
three.
She's the OG.
Because she's the third child in the list. Because I have...
Midget porn.
You and your monkey. Midget porn.
Monkey?
That's Jazzy's nickname.
Monkey?
Yeah, she's always been monkey.
Okay.
I don't know what you guys would call her here, but it's monkey to my bad.
I don't call her anything other than Jazz.
Monkey. Then we have tricycle motor.
This crotch goblin.
Quad.
Quatch goblin.
Little peanut.
As long as it stays, yeah.
It's not going to stay little.
It's going to be a big circus peanut.
Hey, don't knock circus peanuts. Those are good.
Those are fucking nasty.
Oh, no, they're good. If you get them fresh.
He'll eat them.
If you get them fresh, they're good.
He'll eat them. Oh, that's fucking nasty. I don't know.
It kind of tastes like stale gum.
That's not.
They fucking, yes, they do.
Feel your shoes. I know.
We're getting our first Buc-ee's here in Wisconsin. See that?
Yay.
Jamie always likes Buc-ee's, so. Something about the roasted or the boiled nuts.
Yay, sports ball.
Boil nuts. Not sports ball.
Boiled nuts.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
No, that's in the summertime, there.
No, that's broiled nuts.
Noted.
That's swamp nuts.
Roast.
Yeah, swamp
nuts
nut.
Roasting open fire.
Don't quit your day job. But I still love you.
I love you too. The shower would get better.
So the big thing that I have to ask.
Ouch.
Is what is your take on the current situation regarding ice?
Preferably in drinks, but, you know. I don't walk on ice anymore.
Pretty much it, yeah. But...
Not that ice. The other ice. That works down around the border.
Oh, you mean in case of emergency, okay.
Yeah. What's your whole opinion of the roundups that are happening?
One. Honestly.
Be honest.
Pointless.
I know they're just going to keep coming back.
Not even just that, okay? So, You're asking for an opinion.
Yes, I want a unbiased.
How is the United States made?
He's not saying don't come in. He's saying come in the correct way.
But that's the point. Did Columbus?
Columbus wasn't the first one in America.
That wasn't the point.
No, that is the point.
I'm not saying that, but...
The Vikings technically were the first ones to America. But they won't tell you that in school.
No, that's why I use Columbus, jackass. Okay?
Boy, aren't we a little... If the world was flat, cats would have pushed everything off of it.
Exactly.
And just to also give you an idea, the Flat Earth Society has members all around the globe.
They do put that on there, don't they?
Yeah, they do. They do. Okay, fine. Are you happy that we're back to two genders?
We're not back to two genders.
In my perfect world, yes.
We're not back to two genders.
Male, the female, and then the intersex.
The hermaphrodites.
Okay, we'll give the hermaphrodites their own little.
So, technically, in the state of California.
That's the fuck. Here we go.
Oh, bees are fish.
Bees are fish.
On your driver's license, it can say gender X.
And generation X, your point?
It does not specify if you're male or female. Female. It does not have to. They are trying to do that nationally. Yes. On legal documents.
Oh, we're fucked.
And I think they do it on some states for birth certificates. Until a kid can pick out their own gender. So the two gender thing doesn't exist.
Don't mind me, I'm
how much did we figure out? It was like 23?
Yeah.
I think it was 23 or 27.
27.
Yep.
With 76 subcultures.
Not even going to go there. I was
right. Yeah.
Nope.
I got nothing.
Because it doesn't exist when you go into prison. You go into prison, you get one or the other, my guy. That's it. But then again, even though you go to prison, if you are deemed mentally sane, the state will pay for your gender reassignment surgery. So yes, your tax dollars do go to them.
How can she be comfortable like that? That makes my back hurt.
Because I know someone who is in the process of getting their gender reassignment surgery. And
that I'm paying for.
Yeah. Because it's state.
Well, I guess if we can send $23 billion over to Pakistan for gender studies. Because, you know, it's not like we don't need the money here in the United States to help our own fucking people.
Thing is, with them sending it over to Pakistan, it's really kind of more of a front to try and have them more freedoms. That's all they're doing. But I don't think that's ever going to work, but there's a thought. It's not going to happen. But.
I don't trust anything our government says. Anyway.
Welcome to the real world. How can I help you?
Fuck. I was wearing tinfoil hats before tinfoil hats were cool.
Oh, dear Lord. I just thought of that whole Signs movie. Aliens. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck.
So we're going to Florida.
East.
Disneyland?
No.
No, wait. Okay. Disney World.
No.
Okay, so if people use Christmas lights in Florida and put them on palm trees, they look like...
Dicks.
Spurting dicks.
Now,
what
happens if... I heard there was like got snow. What do the palm trees look like now?
Finishing dicks.
There you go.
Which, they're in a state of emergency. half of the South is.
Oh, I hate to see the rug show
there. I know. Louisiana. Louisiana got like 8 inches.
Did it really?
New Orleans. New Orleans got snow.
They probably don't even know what the fuck to do.
No, they don't.
They were like, what is it?
I have two acquaintances on Facebook that moved from Wisconsin. They moved down to Mississippi.
To be fucking warm.
And they've got 6 inches of snow. They're like, God damn it, we moved to get away from this shit.
I know someone who lived in Madison moved down to Florida, and he's just like, what the fuck is this? I'm like, he literally moved at the beginning of last year. And I'm like, you took that shit with you. Mm-hmm. You can keep it. He goes, I didn't fucking want this shit. I'm like, well, sucks, bitch.
But now, see, if global warming was true, why the fuck are we getting snow in Florida?
Man, you said it.
Just saying.
I asked that to my mom, actually. That's kind of funny. I'm like, so it don't make sense. None of it makes sense. I can understand, you know, winter's, like, shifting. Like now. We're getting kind of the backdraft, whatever.
The Earth resets itself every million years or so.
And I think we're in the middle.
And that's what we are.
So now the middle, technically, where Florida will end up being, or not Florida, but down there, that'll be center. And that's where all the snow and shit's going to start hitting. Which, in return, get Alaska out of the snow shit that they've been dealing with. It's going to just shift.
There's more snow in Miami than there is in Alaska right now.
Bro, Alaska, they're supposed to be, from what I heard, they're in shorts and shit.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, what the fuck?
Maybe I got to go to Alaska to get warm.
I really don't want to go there.
I sleep more than I do now.
Actually, the polls in the next 100 years or so
are going to flip. They've done it. They do it every...
This is where...
Yeah,
that's why I think the polls are...
Every couple million years, they flip.
Yeah.
It's been proven.
But it's just probably what's happening right now. The polls are in opposite places.
No shit. Adjusting.
That's all it is. Like I said, it's moving. It's all it is. So the
My little buttercup.
So it's just going to keep going on. It's not global warming. It's just adjustments.
Yeah. We're overpopulating the planet. Mother Earth is like, fuck this. I'm gonna shed some.
We actually did lose a lot of the population.
And if we remove warning labels, we'd lose a lot more.
Yeah. Yeah. Because we're not populating the world fast enough. That's why they're giving more benefits for people to have children. Because we're not populating the world as fast as they did before.
Yeah, it's 36 in Fairbanks right now.
Motherfuckers.
Yeah, they're probably running around in shorts.
Well, that's probably something they're used to. Me sitting here, I'm like, 36? Mm-mm, I'm good.
Yeah, but after the stretch of
fucking cold that they had. Yeah.
So anyway, we're going to Florida.
We always do that.
Land of the snow and the falling iguanas.
Literally.
Yeah.
Poor iguanas.
We're going to Punta Gorda?
Yeah, Punta Gorda. Not Puda.
Yeah. Punta. I keep wanting to say it too.
Punta is
No, you're thinking Puntang, which you can't have for another 2 weeks. I'm gonna get some tonight.
If you're a good boy.
I brought you flowers.
Yes, you
for
did.
No reason other than to bring you flowers.
See, I don't get that. I don't even get chocolate, here. Man.
Because I want.
Hi, Lori.
I got paid yesterday.
I know, he finally got a job.
Well, me just got paid. Me want to get laid, said Barnacle Bill.
So he's.
You're so
but the thing is, he's still on grounding, so it doesn't fucking matter.
You got your iPhone?
No.
You have an iPhone?
Yeah.
Me You couldn't pay me to use an iPhone.
You want a camera?
What?
Do you want a rectal camera for your iPhone?
A rectal camera?
That's what it said. It's a telescoping camera.
Oh, yeah. Different than putting in rectal. Rectal
like
goes up your ass.
It looks like a colonoscopy thing.
Maybe in 2 weeks, you know, my honey boo boo will be nice enough and come home with like a thing of chocolates and be like, in 2 weeks, I want sex now.
Now,
I'm all good for.
I was going to sell this for $5, but have a rectal camera.
Not a rectal camera there. You can stick it in your ear, or TechBitch can play
obstetrician
and check out baby.
Look at the bottom. No. I don't think I can.
Yeah, you can.
Oh, it's one of the old iPhones. The new iPhones are USB-C.
The only one that has the old one is Monkey. Monkey has the old one.
Well, if you want to give it the Monkey, I got no use for it.
That could be carrying.
Actually, that's my
Your iPad, yeah.
Because
I can't use it anymore.
That.
Can't use your charger. But you have the old iPad.
Yeah, it'll go on the iPad, too. Whatever's got the old...
Yeah,
I've got one down here. No, it's in my office. I bought that thinking it was for mine. Well, Timu didn't say anything about for iPhone. And then when they sent it to me, it's like iPhone. I'm like, I don't have an iPhone.
The new ones?
Yeah, I know. They've all got the USB-C.
Mm-hmm. I'm great with. I love my USB-C.
The thing is, the iPhones are actually...
Although I still have the original USB for my...
So iPhones are technically more user-friendly for older people.
I'm older.
That's been proven.
I'm older.
Like 65 trying to work in an electric phone.
You know how do you milk a sheep? Release a new iPhone.
I didn't buy a new iPhone.
Well, tell me. Every month they're coming out with a new one.
It's every year.
The same difference.
But yes.
How can it be the same if it's different?
And the thing that I love, the cameras, Android. They use Android cameras in those.
You don't bother me.
There's more Android parts in that fucking thing than there is iPad, iPhone.
To an extent, yes.
But they're like iPad, oh, or iPhones. Oh, we got this. Shit, Samsung's had it for 3 years already.
Well, there's tit for tat on all of it, though. Because, like, iPhones... I can track everything right from here instead of like Google Find Mine. Samsung, iPhone does it. And I don't have to go somewhere special to do it. So there's always going to be tit for tat to do it.
There's pros and cons, but last time I had one, it pissed me off. I wanted to go chuck it in the Rock River, so no.
Again, that's with every aspect. So if we were to take that phone and put that towards the Google phone, that would probably piss all of us off because no one knows how to use it.
I would
Google
never.
Google phone reminds me of the Crackberry, so.
I don't know. Some of them just looks really weird to me. I don't.
Blackberry.
I know, but it doesn't have.
I got that one. I was looking at the one where the screen folds.
You fold
it up and it's about that fucking big. It looks like a little square. I'm going.
That.
Oh, what could possibly fucking go wrong with this?
I know someone who has that, so I'm like, okay, I'm thinking you flip it too hard and the screen snaps. That's my first thought. And they're like, no, it's actually pretty durable. I'm like,
let's test that theory.
I told her I'm not even going to bother getting one until I see how long this one lasts for you.
Yeah, you would think, like, as anything, as you open it and close it and open, you'd get the lines and
yeah,
the screen won't work right there. And
yeah, and apparently it still works. And it's throwing me off because she uses it a lot. I don't know how I like it. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know.
I know nothing. I'm happy with my Samsung. I'm happy with my...
I mean, it's literally the same... Like, what is it? The Fold Z is this way. It's the same size as a normal phone. Just when you fold it, obviously it's half.
Yeah.
And then you have the new one that's folds something else.
And the fourths.
And it just whoosh. And I feel like, I'm like, it looks like we're looking at a tablet versus a phone. So I don't know about that.
Yeah, it'd be like, hold on, let me unfold my phone. Flip, 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 flip. The fucking thing's like this.
Oh, yeah.
Can you hear me now?
About now.
That's always what I was worried about. Because, like, when my dad got, I think it was a Note.
Okay.
The Samsung Note. That fucker was huge.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, dude, you might as well just have a tablet on standby.
The Note 9 was fairly
bulk, too. I remember it was the first one. Because after, he didn't upgrade until this year. To something else. An LG.
Oh, that's even better.
I loved my LG until that jackass decided to smash a screen.
I'll tell you what, the best phone I had was that fucking Note, was one of those Nokias.
Holy shit.
You know, the reason they built the case for that is to protect the floor when you dropped that fucker.
That's why they're out of business, is because they never fucking broke.
Well, what phone was it you had that you dropped when you were working? Was it Qdoba and you dropped in the deep fryer?
That was a Motorola flip phone. That was when they had the,
military.
It was their military phone.
Military. Oh, shit.
Virtually indestructible.
I dropped that fucker into a deep fryer.
That was running.
I pulled it out. Literally, it was waterproof. I literally took it into the kitchen and scrubbed the fucking thing down with soap and water.
And hope to fucking God it still works, because that's a...
No, I literally, I would go out... I would go, yeah, I've got both of them somewhere. I went out to the, I'd go out to the bar with it. I'd get a glass of water and I'd set the water over, you know, right in front of me. And... We get talking to something, and I'd be talking to people, and take my phone, and I just thunk right into the fucking water. I'd let it sit there for 20 minutes. Guy's like, "Yo, your phone ain't gonna fucking work." I said, "Give me your phone." I dialed my number. The damn thing lit up. Pulled it out of the water, shook the microphone off, and hello.
Does well? They still have some military grade phones out there right now.
Yeah. Well,
I know in Verizon they have one.
Yeah, it was a Verizon.
Can you hear me now? No.
Yeah. Verizon has a black one. I don't know who makes it, so I can't say it's the Motorola, but they still have it. Because as everybody knows, I have a second job, right?
Yeah.
I work with sex offenders. They have that phone. And they have to smash the camera. So, literally, they have to use these tools to bust the camera out on that phone. Because they can't, obviously, have that.
Yeah.
But I'm like, you know how much money you just threw in the fucking garbage for that? But they can't have phones that are electronic. They can't have the touchscreen.
Nope.
And
there it is. That's the one I had. I had the Barrage V8860.
Fuck, I remember that one.
That's the one that I had.
I always wanted that one because you could press play on it.
Yeah, you could drop it in water, let it sit for a half an hour, pull it out, and make phone calls off of it.
My parents wouldn't let me have that one. I wouldn't want to.
I miss that phone now.
I That thing was great as a dual-purpose paperweight.
It wasn't a paperweight. That was a fucking murder weapon.
No, I got a cast iron frying pan for that.
I had the original bag phone. The thing looked like you're calling in an airstrike.
Yeah, my grandma had one for the longest time, and I'm like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah. Anyway, getting back to where we're going.
We never went over there.
We're going to Florida.
All right.
Never been.
So.
Jesus.
You shit my couch. I'm going to be pissed.
So we're going to talk.
Oh my God, if that one stinks.
I have yet to worry about that.
In the kitchen.
So we're going to talk about James Robertson. He's actually one of Florida's most feared inmates. He actually has a book out.
And you bought it.
No. He just released it a couple months ago. I didn't even know it was a thing. It's called The Smiley Face Man by James Robertson. You can get it on Amazon for $2.99, by the way. Have you watched I Am a Killer?
No, not yet.
Okay, he's got an episode on there, and he fucking looks creepy shit.
Yeah, that's where I've heard it.
But, so, this guy actually wrote about his troubled youth, about his family dysfunction, mental illness, social economics, drugs, and race from when he got locked up. Okay?
Erectile dysfunction?
Yeah. And...
Navi, can you turn that down a little bit, please?
The worst part is, a psychologist wrote...
Said he was okay.
No. Oh, hell no.
Define okay,
yeah. No. No. But they wrote, influence on his develop and variable interventions to help change who he was. But...
Shock therapy, castration.
It wouldn't have changed him. Literally, little tidbit here. He actually requested to be put to death. So when...
Oh, he doesn't want to waste our money.
No, he done. He requested his lawyer... Who obviously, because when you commit murder or any crimes, you have an attorney. He requested they kill him. Because he will not stop.
Huh.
He wasn't wrong.
True.
And he has no remorse for anything. For what he's done so far. He started... When he was 14.
Ooh.
He is now 50.
In the immortal words of Brigham Young, I don't care how many you bring, just bring them young.
Hang on. What was he, 50 some years old? Couldn't tell you. Fuck. He's 50 some years old currently. But he has been sitting on death row for over 30 years.
Why don't they just pull the plug on his ass?
That's what he's been asking. They keep making appeals to make him stay. Do you want this? No, he wants to die. He keeps asking just to die.
To make their torture.
That's torture to him.
Yep.
For the measly price of 38 cents, they can get a bullet.
This is Florida. Okay? Florida.
I have a question. With lethal injection...
Feed him to the gators.
He even asked. He even stated in, apparently, in one of his statements, he would do execution or lethal injection. No, either one.
Lethal injection. Explain something to me.
I don't know.
We always yell at the drug users with the needles because they're using unsanitized needles. But for lethal injection, they sanitize them.
Exactly. They don't want them to get an infection.
Because some people can actually survive lethal injection. There has been, I think, rare instances where certain drugs go first and it kills it.
Then they didn't give them enough of the juice.
I think it's only been captured 3 cases. I could be very wrong on that, so don't quote me on the amount. I'd have to do a little bit more into that. Yeah. That they still survived, but they literally put them in a coma because of it. Because it literally destroyed everything. But kill them.
Go to the store. Buy a $4 bottle of fucking Drano.
Oh, gosh! Because that's... it's called torture, my guy. It's no longer... Oh. Please don't get any ideas at all for that statement.
Nope.
Please don't.
If
you want to do that, you might as well just go with battery acid.
Ooh.
But that still sounds fucking painful as shit.
Well, you know what? For people that get sentenced to the death penalty, my heart does not go out to them. Yeah. I want them to suffer just as bad as their victims did.
Maybe
that makes me a bad person.
Like our first ever case of Kathy Bates. Yeah. I kind of wish they would have done the same shit to her. Yeah. But I mean, he's out.
Yeah.
No one knows where he's at, but he's out.
I'm telling you.
I'm surprised.
If we were to adopt some of the laws that other countries have in regards to theft, if you get caught stealing, they cut off a finger.
Thought it was a hand.
A hand or a finger. You get caught stealing again, they cut off your other hand. I guarantee you, after about a year, nobody would fucking do anything.
The kleptos, okay? We all know that's a thing. You'd see nubbies. How do you fucking stop that? Sorry.
Well, there goes their sex life.
Oh!
Oh, no, they just grease the stump. Grease the stump and go in through the back door. I'm sure somebody's tried it.
Yeah, I mean, now, I listened to a video.
I wonder how a woman would feel if the guy had a stump.
I don't know.
Instead of his fingers.
Well,
you guys can push a kid out of the damn thing. A stump isn't much bigger than a kid.
Your body naturally will relax to that point to let it out. There's no relaxing to a point to let a nub in.
Yeah, there is.
But then again, there are some people with...
Hello.
I wasn't going to go with that. I was going to tell big things, you know, when I worked at the halfway house. And
is anybody in there?
I've seen some, obviously, guys... I'm like, put it away. Ew. Please sleep. I don't give a fuck. Put it away. Don't do that to me. I don't give a fuck who you are. I've seen it.
Ron Jeremy.
You're obsessed with that man, I swear.
The hedgehog.
He might be. But, so, this guy's criminal history began when he was 14. So he has been incarcerated since 1980.
Ooh.
It's giving you how long this motherfucker is. He has convictions dating back more than 25 years, clearly.
Obviously.
Based out of 3 counties in Florida. He was convicted in 97 of attempted murder of a cellmate in Bradford County. But was faced with numerous charges, including battery, burglary, attempted murder, aggravated assault.
And what?
And aggravated assault.
Okay.
Aggravated assault. So, they took into account of his childhood, which was mirrored by violence and drug use, which is why he wrote the book explaining everything.
Mm-hmm.
And they even said he won't have he'll never have a chance at a normal life. Back then.
Uh-huh.
Now, in 08, he actively killed a cellmate. That time.
He was probably snoring.
No, this one is because he just wanted to. He was tired.
Oh.
He was tired of living.
The cellmate or him?
Him. He wanted it to end. Being locked up day after day. So he's like, what's the quickest way out? Death row.
Yeah.
Because he said he felt he had nothing to live for. So he gave his cellmate 2 options. Torture and death, or straight to death. Which was Hart. His last name is Hart. He said, obviously, Hart would plead for his life, screaming for help from his cell before Robertson strangled him with a pair of socks that had been tied together.
I hope there were clean socks.
I...
And they don't stand up on their own. Ugh.
Moo.
Which is weird because this was just a part of the bid to get on death row. Was to kill his cellmate.
With his socks.
I'm never said that normal. Which.
Well, I want to know, was it his cellie's socks or was it his socks?
His. Now, don't ask if they were clean or not. I don't fucking know.
Was his foot in them?
No, because they were tied together.
Well, if you're going to kill somebody with socks, do it original, man. Keep them on your feet.
But.
You can stand on a windpipe.
So, his cousin did the interview with Netflix for this documentary. The cousin says he wasn't born evil, but he does talk to his cousin. They do write. He believes that James's problem began when he was a toddler.
Little psychomaniac.
Nature because he was nurture. Never been loved. His parents didn't care about him.
Mm. So basically, it sounds like we should make sure that the parents have IQ higher than potato before they reproduce.
Yeah. Because literally, he was jailed for when he was 17 for burglary and aggravated assault. He was sentenced to 10 years at that point. Then he stole the guard's gun. Got 5 more years. Added on. Then
But see, if he stole the guard's gun, why didn't he just pull the trigger on himself?
I don't know.
He had the perfect opportunity.
I would have been more
apt to replace the 38 cents for the fucking cop's bullet than I am to put money towards making the guy go to sleep humanely.
Probably paperwork. I mean, it wouldn't be on him to do the paperwork, but I don't know. I don't fucking know.
Well, wait, shit. Back then, bullets were cheaper than 38 cents. Anyway.
I was thinking that. But I'm fine. So then, this is where, within that time frame, the extra 5 years, he stabbed other inmates, which was forcing the prison guards to put him in solitary confinement, as they call it, near solitary confinement, which is 23 hours a day, locked up in a cell, getting 6 hours of exercise a week. It's supposed to be 7, but they give 6. That's what they say. I fucking understand.
Depending on behavior.
Yeah.
Sunday, they rest.
Noted.
Maybe. Luxuries were taken away, so he had no TV privileges, anything like that. And he was given restricted work opportunities in prison. So he's not completely fucking bored for an hour. So.
Ooh. I'm assuming solitary is all concrete.
Yep. You do get a window.
Now with that concrete, does it have little indents in it? Because if you have severe OCD, you're going to sit there and count. And if you get interrupted, you're
going to
lose your spot and you're
going to
start all over again.
I don't know.
Yes, my brain went there.
So he spent 20 years in close management confinement. 20 years.
No wonder he's fucked in the
which
head.
Which he stated made him mad. I'm like, yeah, it's being alone.
Navi, settle down.
Honey, you got to behave, honey. He said the guards humiliate you and treat you like you're a bug in there. You're sat in a cell all day. It's inhumane. Which, okay, I see that. I see it.
I get it, but...
He said, finally I got mad and I said, I'm going to go ahead and kill. That's when he killed in 2008. With the guy with the sock. Okay. Now, the guy's name is Frank Hart, by the way, that he killed. Frank Hart's charges was committing lewd acts in the presence of a child.
Not all heroes wear capes.
Exactly.
It was a 5-minute struggle before the guy was dead.
That's it?
5 minutes.
Well, the guy's a child molester, so... Yeah.
And James has clearly... Hi. But clearly stated multiple times, I do not feel bad about it.
No, the guy was a pedo.
Yeah.
Would I feel bad?
No, not at all.
No.
And the thing is, he killed them while the guards were switching shifts. So there was a gap. A little bit of a gap and killed them. That 5-minute gap is all he needed.
Well.
We're only mentioned much, I hate to say it, because what the guy did wasn't right. That he killed anyway.
Hello, we got something.
I think we got a star.
Maybe we got stars. So then... After that,
I don't know. It came from one of them.
No, it should have been Facebook. That's the Facebook sound. Yep.
Yeah, that's Facebook.
It's a Facebook.
I just don't know where it came from.
I don't know.
But after the murder, he went to a 3-year legal battle because of it.
For what?
in order to be charged with the murder of Kevin Hart. Kevin Hart. Frank Hart. Oh, shit.
Bleep that out or something.
Fuck. Kevin Hart is still alive.
Cool.
Frank Hart.
Thank you, Jamie.
Thank you, Jamie, for the stars.
So.
It's just.
I failed on that. When he asked how he would like his sentence carried out, is right here. I'd rather have a needle stuck in me than electrocuted, but I could go either way. And he talked to his lawyer about this.
I could find thousands of ways to wanting to die. None of them include that. I'd rather go in my sleep, thank you. Make sure I'm asleep before I die.
Well, that's what lethal injection is.
They put the thing in, they put you to sleep. They put you to sleep first, and then all the other chemicals come and kill you.
Which I think is bullshit.
So you're humanely dead, yeah.
Ooh. Uh-oh. Give him both.
You can be dead.
Give him both.
I don't know how that would work with the chemicals in
would
there,
though.
Would
you just hear me out?
But then he wouldn't feel the pain of the electricity. Just
big syringe. Okay. Big syringe.
I was going to say, are we talking epidural big?
we're talking syringe about yay wide.
Do we even make a syringe that wide?
Oh, I would make one. About yay wide. About yay long.
Oh, fuck.
Drano. Just listen.
I'm listening.
Just hear me out. Drano, the chemicals for lethal injection, and salt water.
Why salt water?
Maybe
because when you take the two metal probes and jab one in his foot and one in the top of his head, you have extra conductivity.
New artwork idea, eh?
Push the thing, push it in him, and hit the switch at the same time.
New artwork. Artwork. An artist's brain is thinking.
That's not an artist. That sounds like torture.
1,368 stars.
Yay! Thank you, Jamie. Or, crush up 3,000 Alka-Seltzer tablets.
Oh, God.
A really fine powder.
What the fuck? Alka-Seltzer, though? Mixed with what? Because that's not going to kill you.
Vinegar and baking soda work.
Oh, there you go. Make him a volcano.
That's not very humane because you got people who have to sit there and watch it. They're going to be like, what?
That'd be cool. I'm sorry, I got...
Free barf bag for everybody that attends. I'd hate to be the people that have to clean up the inside.
That's exactly
why
I was thinking too. They're probably like, fuck this shit.
Well, you make that elephant's toothpaste. The shit that they, in the, like, expands to four times its size.
You still gotta fucking clean it out. That smell's not gonna go the fuck away.
You shove a bunch of that shit down his throat, you hold his mouth shut so he can't spit it out.
Then it's gonna go. Or.
Well, you put a poncho on so you don't get all full of shit.
The amount of fuckery. But.
I have all kinds of. Ways to
fuck with people. The thing is, he did write him, obviously, like I said, he wrote a book. And somebody, it doesn't say who, created a Facebook account Instagram account. My bad. Using @James.SFMBook, which claims to share the creation process and promote the book written by James Robertson from the Netflix series I Am a Killer.
I wonder if he has a Facebook page.
When I looked at it, he did. Yeah.
Listen, James.
Yep.
What's the last name?
Robertson.
Robertson?
Yeah. Robert and son. Yes. Because if you look on Amazon and type in the smiley face man, it says follow this author, and it's actually a picture of the author in prison. Literally.
Do we get a picture of the guy in that article?
I mean, I can get you a picture. Do you want one?
Well, because I'm looking up James Robertson on Facebook.
That's funny, Cooler Pitch. That's funny.
Yep.
Gotta love the chugs.
Here.
The glow-in-the-dark one.
Here's one picture. He just reminds me of the Coneheads for some reason. Here.
Her chubs are still glowing.
She loves those chubs. Yeah, the guy looks fucking weird. No, I'm not seeing him.
Probably Instagram.
I have Insta. And
so do I. I just don't use it that much.
I mean, I use it to Snapchat someone at, or not Snapchat, Jesus fuck. Talk to someone at work. And, we're not adult.
Yeah, I know.
James.
Jamie, one of these days I'm going to get some glow in the dark resin and I'll redo the turtles for you so they glow.
And he'll use the googly eyes with eyelashes.
Yes.
I never thought about getting the ones with eyelashes, honestly.
I didn't either. Just saying. So I've come up with an idea.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
I don't know whether I should be scared or not.
I think I am.
Well, I mean, are we done with James? Yes. Robert? Okay. So we were talking last time we were here about going out and getting more active and going out in the community and doing a lot of live remote broadcasts, right? Just for S&Gs and doing stuff different, right? What if we found a way to work our show into what we do, i.e. like murder weapons? You have axes. We could go axe throwing.
Knives throwing.
Yeah.
Aromatherapy, if you will.
Right. I mean, let's think of ways that people
We are technically unscripted.
I mean, we can.
I mean, how cool would that be?
A day in the life and everyday people that do a weekly podcast.
It's a picture of the book cover.
Hi, Tommy.
Hello.
That's so.
I'm gonna follow it just because I can.
Oh my god! So I think that'd be cool.
I mean, I think it would be.
I mean, we could, you know, axe throwing, knife throwing. Axes and knives are used to kill people. We can go to the range. Guns are used.
In summer versus winter, ain't anybody going nowhere.
I still want to do that thing for research purposes only.
Which one?
Wow.
The one I would have to wear this particular mask because of the particulates in the air. Juliet prison.
Oh, yeah.
So apparently, people have already read the book. People are saying it touched him. He's a great writer.
Well, what else is he going to do?
Yeah, right. Yeah, but do you know how easy it is to make up a fake account?
Well, yeah, that's why I was just looking at this.
I mean, how many fake accounts? How many fake accounts did we have on our? Shit, we never did get the numbers for tonight.
Oh shit, no, I didn't. I didn't even look at the numbers today.
Pregnancy hormone, I'm telling you.
Hey!
I gotta pick on the.
Don't piss off the baby batter cooker. And then Paul's not gonna get any. Oh wait, he's not getting any anyway.
Exactly.
Want to borrow my wrist brace?
I got two compression gloves. I got a third one floating somewhere.
It's in the car.
I have a pocket pussy for you.
It should have been all up here.
I can make you a fifi before you go home.
He's not even listening.
No, he's listening.
11,019.
11,019. That's awesome.
She will love it.
Okay, I will work on getting that.
We have a clean office again, and it's still clean.
It is.
I can walk in there without fixing anything. I'm impressed.
Give it a little bit.
No, because I'm only doing one project at a time. No, I'm not.
Pushing it like you did before, all 800 of these things. You're like, I have this one going to this person, this person. I'm like,
hey. Yeah, well, hey, you know.
Stop fucking yawning, damn it.
I've been up since 2.
Oh, go crap.
Sorry,
I've been
3.
Up since 3 because someone wanted to sit there and fuck around and try to find out and then turn himself away.
I've been up since 3. What?
I know what you're doing. Nice try. No.
I wasn't going to do anything.
I know that.
I was going to scratch your back.
No, you weren't.
Shut up.
But it's in the way.
No. Not now.
I never win.
Yes, dear.
Patience, dear.
Yes, dear. I was just trying to scratch your back.
No, not really a shocker, Jamie. Not really.
I was trying to scratch her back.
Next week we'll have Kelly do the research. We'll have Kelly do the show next week. I could be a Kelly next week so I could have a break.
I could do that. I'll come up with some oddball.
Oh, there's a shit ton of oddball cases lately.
Oh, I know.
Mine I still can't do because the current court date got pushed out till April.
Yeah, they're going to.
They're going to keep pushing it out.
Well, they pushed it out because not all evidence is in yet.
Oh.
They're still waiting on stuff from the crime lab, state crime lab.
Oh, they're fucking behind by months, so.
But yeah, when that happens, I'd like to get her down here if we can.
Yeah.
You want? Don't forget, take your phone so you know where the buttons are.
I know where the buttons are. I can read.
Okay. Don't push the third seashell, though.
Hey, sleep is a good thing. My mom told me to follow my dreams, so I went back to sleep. Living with IH is not easy.
So, Tech Bitch, how's school going?
Waiting on them to email me or call me to say, hey, look, you're up.
Oh, you're waiting.
I'm on a wait list.
Oh.
Damn thing. How dare they?
Did they say how long?
Anywhere from a year and a half to 2 years.
Fuck you.
Oh, shit.
FML.
So what are you waiting for? What are you waiting to get it? The actual program?
Okay.
Okay, so you were just doing your
general ed.
I was gonna say you're just doing your gen eds.
Yeah. In which case they fucked me over on that anyway, so
really?
I'm pissed.
I concur.
I took
less pain would be good.
2 classes, not for credit. And I argued going, hey, look, no, this is some bullshit because I was told at the beginning of the semester I needed these classes. Now you tell me a month before the end of the semester that I didn't? The fuck kind of bullshit is this?
Ooh. Can't you get it online?
Not what, the degree I'm going for?
Yeah. You mean they don't have an online for that?
How long do you have to wait yet?
A year and a half, maybe 2 years.
No.
And it's not going to happen.
Before she...
2 weeks.
2 weeks. He's got to wait 2 weeks yet, Killer Fish.
So that Friday night, we probably won't have a show.
He's very deprived right now.
He's losing hearing in his left ear, left eye.
But no, I'm on a wait list, and...
Hey, you passed them.
I still have to... I failed the one class that I didn't need. I didn't give a fuck.
You expanded your knowledge and education.
He did something.
But it was... I should have just went for AMP instead of pilot training.
So that means that way technically, I could
have stayed there.
Eventually, you can give me an
airplane. What about going into maintenance?
That's AMP.
Oh, okay.
Actually, he has two hands to look at, but you know, just saying. And he's my coach is putting him to sleep.
What I might do, tired anyway. But what I might do is after I get enough income, I might apply for a loan and take a $104,000 loan out and just go up to Jamesville and finish it all.
Okay.
Pay it back over time.
Yeah.
I don't have the luxury. You have the lucky angel. For all of this.
Yeah, but now wait, at least I can shop for baby clothes eventually. I haven't done it like 20 some odd years. Feel gooder?
Yeah.
Did you flush?
Yeah.
Did you wash your hands?
Yeah.
Did you push the buttons?
Yes.
Did you hit the warm ass roaster?
Yes.
Doesn't it feel weird?
It does.
Did it burn?
No. Okay. You turn it down low enough.
Okay.
Because, yeah, the first time I turned it on extremely hot, I felt like my asshole was burning.
I've seen that. Yeah, that I'm really... I'm really liking that heated toilet seat.
I know.
I like the heated seat. Exactly.
It's nice. It is very nice. I didn't think I'd like it.
Paul would love it. He'd sit there for a while, and then he already takes about a half hour to 45-minute shit.
Or the multiple times I'm in there, yeah. Depends on how much lactose and allergen food.
See, the problem I have with that one is I could have gotten the one with the remote.
No, I don't trust you.
Would you listen?
No.
Because I have fat thigh syndrome, so I can't see the control panel on the side. So I literally have memorized where everything is.
Yeah, I can see that.
Whereas the remote, I could hang it on the wall right in front, right by the toilet paper, and you could pick it up and do this and then put
the Velcro,
it back.
Yep.
But then the problem is if somebody was to drop the remote.
I'm guilty.
And it would break. It wouldn't work.
Well, Cooler Tits, I don't know if you were on when Tech Bitch turned it on when she was on it.
No.
No, she wasn't on at that point.
I thought that was funny.
But if it makes you feel any better, I have the fat thigh syndrome. So when I'm like, okay, I got this. If I was pregnant and couldn't move, I'd be like, help, help. Elf.
I sent you the picture.
Yeah, but that's my phone. I had to pay. I didn't give a fuck about the goddamn phone at that point.
Well, I've got it memorized. I start from the stop button, which is at the very tip. And then you go up, you go over and up three for the water. And then you go over and up four for the air.
All good.
And then once you get the air, you go back one and down one. And that's where the adjusts are for the hot and the cold and the pressure of the water.
Yeah.
And the angle.
No, the angle is...
I want to say like six down.
It's on the...
Five. Yeah, it's on the... It's just past the...
Yeah, it's over here.
It's just past the...
I get it. I have the fat finger syndrome. Now Tricycle Motor Dancing for us.
It's right past the drying. It's above the heat, the water and the dry heat and adjusting. So it's right behind the drying. Yeah, so I go over two for the bidet. Turbo wash is the third. Drying is the fourth.
And it comes with a light.
Yeah, it's got a nightlight on it, too.
I saw something with a light, but I was so confused. Yeah. I didn't touch it.
Yeah, it's a nightlight. It's blue. Either.
Yep, today video. Probably close to the beginning.
Yeah, it's blue. It's a blue light.
Jesus.
Would have been cooler if it was a red light, but
hey. And you eat toxic hell? Oh,
yeah. Yeah, but the one thing I've learned on that is you got to give yourself a courtesy flush if it's bad. Before you hit that, dry button, because it blows everything back at you.
Does that sound about right?
And and nothing like smelling festering ass twice.
If it makes you feel any better, I have no issue.
And it's even worse. It's even worse when it comes back at you.
Yeah, because it's warm. It's fucking nasty. I'm
farting in a bathwater. I just smell worse.
I don't know, but it makes a really cool sound.
Because it's warm, it's there, it's...
There's just something about the sound of a fart bouncing off the porcelain of a tub.
Fuck.
Only on this
especially when it's filled with water.
Conversation. Totally unscripted. Anything
tell else? Me I'm wrong.
You're wrong, but you're not right either.
Okay, so my ass, every time I fart in the shower, as Paul says, I sound like a fucking duck. Do I not?
I've heard some of your ducks.
Hey, duck.
I remember when we were...
I've eaten duck at your house, and that did not agree with...
That did not end well.
It agreed with your stomach, but not your ass.
Oh, that was bad.
But it tasted so good.
It tasted good. Y'all liked it.
Oh, it did.
Not my fault, whatever happens after that.
How one stomach interprets it?
Because I remember when we were moving into that other house... off of Blackhawk. The old landlord and Paul were sitting there cutting something down in the basement. I'm like, all right, good time to fart. Well, the motherfuckers decide to stop cutting, and all you hear is... And he's like, it's duck season. I'm like, fuck my life. Everyone stared at me like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
The old place. The old Studio B. We had just gotten a new ceiling fan in the bath. Well, no. Yeah. We got a new ceiling fan in the bathroom. And originally it was vented to the outside. Well, somehow the vent came off. Okay. So we had weatherization come in and they blew insulation into the walls and they gave us an adjustable ceiling fan. Right? And I told the guy, I says, what's the, I says, what's the highest speed that fan will go on to? And I think he said it was something like 800 CFM.
Okay.
I'm like, okay, set it there. The guy looked at me and says, I have a rancid stomach. He says, enough said. So he sets it. And then he goes, oh, well, I figured out why the hose came off. So he put it
back on.
Back on. So now it was actually vented to the outside. So fast forward a couple of weeks later, and we're having a little cookout at the house. And I wanted to see how good this fan worked. So Janelle and my son and my daughter were sitting out in the back. They're sitting in the little back area there. So I walked into the bathroom. I shut the doors. I flipped on the fan, and I took my Axe body spray. Right?
Better than I thought you were going to do, but okay.
And I just right into the fan, right? Set the can down. I opened the sliding door to the bedroom, you know. And Janelle goes, "You just sprayed Axe." It literally sucked it up and spit it out before I could even get through the door and into the bath bedroom. Oh, that was great. I missed that fan.
You could have took a shit.
I didn't have to shit at the time.
No, it just had to air different.
And then you would have, fucking Kelly, I'd be done.
Well, it's bad enough whenever I would, my neighbor always knew when I was smoking because for some reason, the wind would come off the parking lot and blow it to the backs, you know,
yeah,
to the neighbors. And my neighbor would always come out into the yard. What you cooking now?
Nothing that you want, sir.
Food? I kind of miss that apartment, but I do, but I don't.
Because you were stuck in a broom closet.
Yeah.
Had a blade started in a broom closet.
Yeah,
how the hell you fit everything in there, that's beyond me.
I was the master of Bayesian.
That's your puppet.
Oh no.
That's Jim Henson. No, Jim Henson is the original master of puppets. Metallica was never once on the Muppets. So they are not masters of puppets. Tell me I'm wrong.
You're wrong, but you're not right.
So I'm running the shit show next week?
Yep.
Yep.
I just posted on my Facebook page, my personal, not really my nieces, but they're my nieces. It's Girl Scout season.
The cookies. Do what?
Girl Scout cookies are being sold.
Oh, my local dealer is back.
So she's like, trying to start placing your order. I'm like, fuck.
When do they gotta be in by?
Oh, they just posted it now. You can.
It's all done online now anyway.
Or when's the latest deadline for them?
Usually runs about a week or two.
March.
Okay.
March 31st.
Good lord.
You get the direct ships orders are from January 22nd to March 31st. I've never had them that long before.
No. It was like 2 weeks.
Fuck you. It was a lot.
It was like 2 weeks back in the day.
I love back in the day.
Man, I felt like it was shorter than that. Man, it sucked.
A week?
Yeah, I think maybe a week.
Yeah, because it was a bam, 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 bam. And I'm like, what the fuck? I used to outsell a lot of people back in the day.
That's always when I never had money.
But I never...
Well, it's because you showed a little leg.
I was like 12.
How many 12-year-old virgins do you know nowadays?
Quite a few, actually.
Depends on where you're at.
Well, I don't need those yet.
I was a virgin then.
So was I.
I don't know, my nieces lose their virginity. I'm going to whoop their ass. That's what I got to say.
My local dealer is back in business.
Yeah, I'm not going to be a grandpa anytime soon. My daughter wants her life straight before she...
She needs to stop traveling before she has kids.
I go rock climbs.
Mm-hmm.
Now your son, on the other hand,
he's got to find someone to have sex with him.
Really, dear? There's a very support kid. Why don't you?
Apparently, his son needs to find someone to have sex with him.
All my grandkids are gonna have four legs, a tail, and go meow.
Adoption's always a thing, too, there, Kelly.
I'm not adopting another kid.
What are you talking about? Ew, you farted on me!
It serves you right for farting on my couch.
No, she likes to sit on my foot, and she coughed and farted, and I felt it.
When I sneezed
like,
this morning, my back popped. I sneezed 5 times this morning, and I promised you my back popped four different places.
No, I need a fuck, man. I need a back rub. My husband won't touch me because it turns him on, so it's like fuck. You see how far away from me he has to sit?
You know.
And then when I sleep, I do this ass motion. I don't even know it. And then it takes
apparently, according to her, I fart in my sleep, giggle, and roll over.
He does, and it's hilarious. Are you talking about changing oil in a car?
He'll talk in his sleep, but half the time I don't understand anymore.
I swear to God, the first time I went to my new doctor, I think I went, no, it was one of my other doctors. Do you talk in your sleep? I said, oh, I'm single. I said, I can ask my cat, but then you'd probably put me in an institution. And he just kind of looks at me and says, yeah, good point. I don't know what I do when I sleep.
God, dog, it's so weird.
I yell at my sleep.
Yeah, I know. Good night. Have fun scoring. Yeah, you yelled the other morning, scared the shit out of me.
What did I yell?
Help.
Okay. I don't talk in my sleep. I'll be honest, I don't.
Paul, she talk in her sleep?
No, not that I see.
He's the only one that talks in his sleep. And the thing is, I'll wake up to whatever he's saying, and I try to communicate with him back. Sometimes I can get him to talk, and I don't even know what he's saying.
Exactly. I'll have a full-blown conversation with him, and he won't remember it.
But I'm tired of getting punched in the fucking back.
I get an occasional knee in the lower back, but usually when he's dreaming, so I can't fault him.
Oh my god. It's always when they're sleeping.
I get booted out of the bed anyway.
Oh, it's no different than me. I get up to go to the bathroom. I come back. She's diagonal, sprawled out. Exactly. And the cat's in my spot, sprawled out.
Normal. And we got the biggest bed there is.
Yeah, we got a California king in there. And I can't even sleep on the damn thing.
If I'm comfortable,
he's on the same boat when we have Xena. And
well, Xena takes up 3/4 of the fucking bed anyway.
He's quite bony.
Kind of like you, because you keep losing weight.
Yes,
it is. You still got a beautiful ass.
What ass I have left?
Oh, it's still there. It's more defined.
Vibration.
Oh, and you want to get laid tonight. You can't handle vibration.
Not right now.
Drugs?
Probably.
I was saying, you have enough of those drugs.
I can't do the pink concert. Just signed.
I might. I got them from the roommate bought them for me.
Because you do realize pregnancy people can have that, right?
No.
Yes, I can.
You want one?
No, because then it's going to want me to be in a mood that I can't pee in. So, no.
You got a vibrator?
I can't insert anything.
Hello?
External.
That's not how I did that. I'd put his mouth on it, but all he would do is... It's not going to work.
Abuse it some more.
I'd fucking lose it.
I don't think his tongue's that long.
No, because he'd pelvic rest, right? Wow. This man will go, hi-ya! No. I know better.
Paul. Gentle.
It's a gentle piece of equipment. It's a very gentle? Delicate.
Do you know what gentle means?
Like you're licking a stamp.
Okay. Honey, does that ever happen?
What, me licking a stamp or
either of it. Gentle or licking a stamp.
Wait. Have you seen A Christmas Story, Paul?
Oh, Jesus,
it's
fuck.
Been fucking years.
Show me how a pig eats. Look like a pit bull going after a steak.
Bang. Bang going after a steak.
There you go, Paul.
That's him.
Fanging some peanut butter.
Or fanging food in general.
I don't know.
Now that's more Xena and Max.
Well, Xena's the only girl, so it'd have to be Xena.
I got nothing. Yeah, right, I know.
I get your rubber ducky. Rubber ducky, you're the one. Squeak, squeak.
Get it right. No chicken sound. No squeaky sound.
That would be squeaker. That'd be disturbing.
You don't say.
Ramming a rubber chicken.
You know.
I'm sure somewhere someone's tried it.
Yeah. I love sex. Brought me to the ER. Like, even after I was listening to Steve Io, which is a comedian nurse on YouTube, right? He's like, I'm going to read patient stories.
Oh boy.
Of men with their birthing partner. As he calls it, birthing partner.
Did you see the new one from 502? With the cement vibrator?
No.
That's exactly it. No.
It was great. Or the
that's a hard note.
The shaped building in France. See that one?
No, I have not yet.
Some guy is like, I don't know where to find him or how to tag him. He's like, 502, how about this? And it's like a glass building shaped as what? And he goes, no, I'm not using my frequent flyer miles to go over there and try and figure that out. Like, I don't think you could.
Uh-oh.
What?
Oh, I'll be right back.
Huh?
I have something for you.
I'm scared.
Yeah, you should be.
Where did fucking freaking flyer miles come from that triggered a thought?
I don't know. It's the Kelly brain. God only knows. She's been awake a lot longer than I have. Although I am medicated-ish.
See, because... I haven't
taken fully everything yet.
Literally, Steve, on the video today, he goes, they were at a birthing center. So the birthing center is technically not even a hospital. You do water births and you have midwives there. Well, the midwife and all that got this girl into a jacuzzi to give birth. And they gave the husband a net to catch the poop, because obviously you poop during birth. And apparently it turned on the guy. So he had a boner while his wife was giving birth.
That don't surprise me.
So,
I have something for you, and this is an honor of, well, actually, I think I should give it to him.
Oh, God.
No, I'm out of it.
Hey!
Well, it's for both of you.
Oh.
For getting baby batter
turn down
into your wife, I figure this is the perfect time to give it to you.
Yeah, this would be more for her, I think.
It's a liquor bottle.
An empty liquor bottle, but...
It's brandy. What?
Yes, that's what you think it is.
I know what it is. I can see all the outlines, but how do you stand it up?
There's a thing called being too big. Yes, it does exist.
I've seen one this size.
I think it just sits.
I get broke as it is.
Like that.
I want to know how much that...
So I just gave this to Paul and Crystal. It's a brandy bottle.
Empty brandy bottle.
I can quit tripping over the damn thing at the end of my bed.
Diamond.
Hey, badge 502.
Oh, no. Someone's going to tag him in that. Brandy bottle. They have different designs. This one's a bowl.
But that's not nearly as cool as the one you just got.
I'm just looking at this. It's all different. I don't care. I think this is cool as hell. But it's only $40.
Oh my.
It's $34.99.
Plus off. Yeah. Cemetery tax from there, yeah.
Called Adam? It's not Adam, it says Diamond.
Yeah, huh? Adam.
$35.95.
Oh!
Uh-oh.
Amazon's got one that's even better.
I'm afraid.
I'm scared. They have a machine gun one, shaped one. Kelly.
Can you not go so faster? Oh, dear Lord.
No, this one's better.
It's gooder.
Gooder? Oh, the decanter, yeah.
And it actually pours out the top.
Yeah, that's the decanter, yeah.
You know, I do have a glass drill bit. I could drill a hole in the bottom of that for you. Oh, and the tip.
I think that is the coolest thing in the world.
Yeah, insert straw here.
That's actually kind of cool how they have the different shapes for brandies. I'm not even gonna lie. No, you son of a beach.
No, the shit we come up with.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So I have to find the most off the wall one for next week.
Pretty cool bottle.
I can do that. Shall we wrap up the shit show so you guys can...
I gotta get my husband home.
Yeah, before he turns into a sloth. Why are you not chart?
I didn't unplug anything. You were back there.
Oh, no, I did. I think. Yeah, that's the one I unplugged. Okay.
Hold on.
Hold on the what?
This is a 2025 bottle. That's $11.72 right now at Walmart.
Okay.
Should pay him.
Oh.
Paul.
Oh, that is cool.
Oh, that's cool.
Fuck, I'd take that just for the bottle.
No light Walmart runs there.
The thing is, it's only online. It is $11.72 and $8.99 of shipping.
$20.
Pretty much. It's actually kind of cool.
And that's on Walmart?
Walmart, yep.
I might look at it when we're done. So, Navi, you need to turn that down, sweetheart. Please.
Turn it down, please. No.
Turn it down, or I'm going to take it away. Turn it down. One.
Turn it down,
turn
honey.
Turn it down.
Or off. That's fine. We're almost done anyway.
So, all right. That was just getting a little too loud. I don't want, you know.
Be dramatic.
All right. We're out.
She's so dramatic.
It's time. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you next week. Wish Paul luck. He's losing hearing in his left eye because he's still got 2 weeks.
That was right eye. See?
Either way, he's losing hearing in one of his eyes. 11,068?
I gave you the numbers. I thought it was 11,019.
11,019.
Yep, 11,019.
Awesome. Keep telling people about us. We're out. We'll see you next weekend. Stay away.
That's it for this week's episode. We hope you're good and drunk. Stay safe out there, people.
She wants to crawl back in.
Until next week, this is whiskey, wine, and
I just sent her a picture to my mom.
Good night, fuckers.
She's gonna kick my ass.
Why? Because you sent her a picture of a bottle?
Of a dick.